This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, once again Ramadan Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us our fasting, our prayers, our sujood, our ruku', our standing up at night, our recitation of the Quran, our dua. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the end of Ramadan write our names among those people who will be spared from the punishment of hellfire. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. From today onwards, inshallah, the program that we have launched with the beginning of Ramadan titled Lifestyle will be, inshallah, live streaming, as you can see. So basically, I will be just going through a specific concept each day of the remaining days of Ramadan, inshallah. And I will be expecting your questions, your comments, so that I can, inshallah, ta'ala, answer them in separate, maybe broadcast later on, inshallah. But please keep the comments coming, keep the question coming, inshallah, so that we can maximize the benefits of this idea. The idea, as I explained in the introduction video, if you did not watch the introductory video or episode one, you may head to the Aware Academy YouTube channel, inshallah, or my Facebook page or other platforms, inshallah, to watch these videos. We indicated very clearly that these concepts we are aware of. They are not new to our ears. We heard them a lot. We know a little bit about them, but in practicality, sometimes we are lagging behind, or we are lacking the practice of something that defines who we are as Muslims. And today's episode is one of the most essential concepts that we have to, inshallah ta'ala, demonstrate and display in our daily life. And that's the concept of ihsan. Few things, inshallah ta'ala, about this beautiful quality of being Muslims. Number one, you know the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, known as Hadith Jibreel. We know that a man came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the companions were around him, and they recognized that this man is not from around Arabia. They haven't seen him before. There was no any sign of trouble, given the fact that his robe was so white, his hair was so black, so there was no any dust or sand around on him. So they did not know who is this man, but we knew later on that it was the angel Gabriel, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, who came to teach the companions through a beautiful methodology that we are also lacking in our time today, subhanAllah. And this quality is questioning, asking. The more you ask, the more you know. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one of his narrations, he said that the cure or the remedy of ignorance, the sickness of ignorance, is actually questioning, is to ask questions. So Jibreel alayhi salam asked the Prophet three questions, and we all know the hadith is very popular. In fact, this hadith is known as Ummu Sunnah, the mother or the essence of all the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it encompasses the most important concepts and elements of our deen, and that is Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. So the angel Gabriel asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Islam? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered. Then he said, you have spoken the truth. Then he asked again, what is Iman? Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, and so on. And even in another narration, the angel Gabriel go beyond Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. He even asked about Al-Qadr. He asked about the Day of Judgment, and so on. If you are interested to go into the depth of this study of the beautiful hadith of Jibreel, you can go and try to, as a homework, inshallah, for you in Ramadan, go and read all the versions of the hadith to know the comprehensive answers given by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But our topic today is ihsan, this beautiful concept. And ihsan is known to be higher than iman and higher than Islam. because it is the result of total submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is the highest, most perfect form of our deen, of our faith, of our iman, ihsan. So when you reach to that state of ihsan, you are not only a believer, you're not only a Muslim, you comprehend the entire meaning of Islam, iman, and ihsan. So let me yani simplify it, inshallah, for you. Not every Muslim is a mu'min, and not every mu'min is a muhsin. But every mu'min by default is a Muslim, and every muhsin by default is a mu'min and a Muslim. I'll repeat that again, inshallah. Not every Muslim is necessarily a mu'min or a muhsin. A Muslim simply is a person who acknowledged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledged the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. That's Islam. However, iman is a higher degree of our belief, is a higher degree of our faith. And iman is higher than Islam because it relies heavily on believing in the unseen. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Those who believe in the unseen are categorized higher than just those who have acknowledged Allah and believe in the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. However, ihsan is a step higher than both Islam and iman. And that is the beautiful definition given in the same narration when the angel Gabriel asked the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is ihsan? Now, this is the time for you to take notes, inshallah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said what? Ihsan is to worship Allah as if you can plainly see Him. Allahu Akbar. Now, I want you to visualize this scene with me, because we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and you among the people who will inshallah plainly see Allah on the day of judgment in Jannah bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The ultimate reward awaiting you and I, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is seeing Allah plainly inshallah on the day of judgment. Subhanallah al-Azim. So ihsan is that awareness that when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if He is right there in front of you. But then the Prophet ﷺ said, but if you cannot see Him, because we will not see Him in this dunya, as I said, yeah, the hadith mentioned somewhere else where the Prophet ﷺ was sitting with the companions and he looked at the full moon, mashallah, tabarakallah, and he said, by Allah, you will see your Lord as you can see, or as you see this full moon. This is how plainly we're going to see Allah in, inshallah, in Jannah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But the hadith says what? Ihsan is to worship Allah as if you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I want you to visualize yourself, my brothers and sisters, and stand in that position. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appeared to you in His actual form. How will you worship Allah during this time? Now, reflect over this. Now, how will be your attitude like standing before Allah in salah? How will your wudu look like? Will you wait for a second when you hear the adhan, or will you rush immediately and perfect your salah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will you wait in front of TV series, movies, matches, and whatnot on TV and delay the salah, one of the most important pillars of Islam, the most important act of worship in Islam, salah, subhanAllah? Will you delay that because of worldly matters, or you rush because Allah is right there standing before you? Then the Prophet ﷺ said, but if you don't see Allah, because we will not, then be certain, be absolutely sure that He is overwatching. That's ihsan, is when you develop the awareness within your heart and mind that even though we don't see Allah, we are absolutely certain that He is overwatching you. Ihsan and taqwa. Taqwa is the first episode in our program, Lifestyle. If you didn't watch it, please go to the YouTube channel or even on that page and watch the episode of Taqwa. But it's so closely related. Taqwa is to create a barrier between yourself and anything that anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned. But ihsan is to worship Allah as if you can see Him. But even if you don't see Him, be sure, be certain, develop that certainty within your heart and mind that He sees you. So you will not fool around. You will not do anything that angers Him. So this is the first definition given by the Prophet Muhammad. The second thing that I wanted to highlight is that many people think that those concepts that we have heard about so many times are just options, are just there in our books and traditions, but they are not of great value, subhanAllah al-Azim. And if you hear the Quran and pay attention to its words and pay attention to the command given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran regarding ihsan, subhanAllah, one of the most commonly recited ayah during the Jum'ah prayer, during the introduction in the khutbah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands justice and commands ihsan. So ihsan, my brothers and sisters, is not something optional for you to choose and to pick whether you like to practice or not. You have no option but to practice ihsan in your daily lives, to strive to come up with this perfection in your life, perfecting your acts of worship, perfecting your dealing with people, perfecting your manners and behaviors. Subhanallah al-Azim, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent to perfect manners. So if the Prophet ﷺ, one of his missions is to teach us how to perfect our manners, then how would we actually struggle to reach that level of perfection? Ihsan is the solution, subhanAllah al-Azim. Ihsan is the solution. According to some narrations, another definition of ihsan is to connect with those people who cut ties with you, and to give those who withheld from you when you needed them the most, they say, no, we're not interested to help. But subhanAllah, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these days, this life is a compromise of ups and downs. Those who are enjoying this luxury today, subhanAllah ta'ala, overnight they may lose it. I just returned from Turkey, subhanAllah al-Azim, and we have met businessmen who have lost everything they once owned, everything that they thought it is the source of comfort in this dunya. They have lost it completely. Now their cars, their businesses, their offices, their companies are under the sand. It's beneath the earth, literally everything being destroyed. And we have seen those same people who once were rich, owned a lot of businesses, are now living in tents in freezing weather, subhanAllah al-Azim, holding plates every time the organizations around announce that there is a meal or there's something to eat. They will line up waiting for their daily bread, for their daily food. So subhanAllah al-Azim, whatever you have owned once, now it's no longer yours. So subhanAllah, the definition according, some people say that this narration or this definition is belong to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Allah knows if it's authentic or not. But the definition is so valid. To give those who withheld from you. Don't ever say, because they have not helped me in the past, I'm not going to give them anything. I'm not going to be their support today. Don't do that. That's not ihsan, subhanAllah. So to connect with those who cut ties with you, your relatives, your friends, your try to reestablish that relationship. And if they reject it, at least you have done your part. So you will not be blamed for your good intentions. And give those who withheld from you. And forgive those who wronged you. So those who have done something bad to you and you were harmed and you were wronged by their evil, may Allah protect us all. It is a time for us, especially in Ramadan, it is the time for us to let go of this, of the past and forgive them. And forgiveness does not mean reestablishing the communication and becoming too close to one another like the olden days and become good close friends again, sharing this, sharing that. No. Forgiveness means that on the day of judgment, is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to punish these people as a result of hurting you or harming you, you would stand before Allah and say, Ya Allah, I do not want them to be punished. That's forgiveness. So forgiveness is actually connected to the hereafter and not to this dunya, subhanAllah. So this is another definition of ihsan. Now, tick the boxes and see if you are one of those people who need to modify and enhance the level of ihsan, inshallah ta'ala, because this is part of our lifestyle as Muslims. This is part of the deen. In fact, we said it is compulsory upon everyone to practice ihsan to the best of their ability. Even some of the scholars, one of them, Dr. Omar Abdel Kafi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and preserve him, he defined ihsan beautifully. He said, he made a comparison between justice and ihsan. So he said, adl, justice, is to take what is your due right. So whatever is your haqq, you have to take it. That's justice. And to give in return, whatever other people's rights. So if you're working and you're working from 8 to 3 p.m., signing in at 8 and working perfectly within these working hours is justice. You are giving other people their haqq, right? But ihsan, subhanAllah al-azim, ihsan is to take even less than what's your due right. If it's not available, if the people are not able to give you what is your haqq, and you did your work perfectly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is fine for you to accept even less and to give even more than what's required of you. So you go to the extra mile. One of my bosses used to say, like, go beyond the call of duty. So that's your job, that's your business, but actually you're not limited to the work description or the job description. You go to the extra mile. That's ihsan. Ihsan also is referred to itqan, that when you do something, you do it perfectly to the best of your ability. Subhanallah al-azim. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in Allah yuhibbu idha amila ahadukum amalan an yutqina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah loves such a person who, when he executes any activity, any action, to perfect it, to do it so with absolute perfection. Of course, we as human beings, we will not reach to that level of perfection. We are not angels. We're not angelic beings. We are human beings. We will err, subhanAllah. But what it means is that you exert your best. You exert your utmost effort, and your best is good enough in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't compare between your best and other people's best, because everyone has his own capacities, own skill set, and so on and so forth. So what is needed, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to observe from you, is your absolute best in everything that you do, in everything that you do. And subhanAllah, when you look into the ayat of the Quran and the derivatives, excuse me, the derivatives of the word ihsan, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded ihsan upon everything. First of all, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written ihsan upon everything, meaning he decreed that we should do things with ihsan in every action in our life, subhanAllah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave two examples. He said, فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. So when you slaughter, even when it comes to slaughtering your animal, slaughter your animal with absolute ihsan, subhanAllah. So sharpen the knife so that the animal does not suffer pain. Do not bring the animal in front of other animals. All these, the instructions given regarding slaughtering animals, it should be done with ihsan, subhanAllah al-azim. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ, all of us should remember and memorize this ayah, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah had decreed that you should never worship other than Him, and to your parents, you must treat them with ihsan. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Now you will hear, subhanAllah, the derivatives of the word ihsan in all the ayats that are coming. Even in a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said that if a man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with two daughters or three daughters, and he ahsan lahuma, and he became, and he treated them with absolute kindness, and the word mentioned here is ahsan lahuma, or he treated them with ihsan. SubhanAllah, even treating your children should be done with ihsan, to bring them up on Islam, on respecting the mother, on respecting people in the community, in the society, on how to perfect their behaviors, and so on and so forth. Even, subhanAllah al-azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, remember my words, because I don't want you to take what I'm trying to convey on a lighter note, that mashallah, this is a motivation speech. Remember the words, because this is a command from Allah, not from, not the speech from Brother Wael Ibrahim or anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِذَا وَإِذَا أُتِيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ, that when you are greeted with any greeting, فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. So you must, this is a command, so you must respond to that greeting with a greeting that is far better. بِأَحْسَنِ, again, another root for, or another word that comes from the same root, إحسان, or the same word, إحسان. بِأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا, you have to respond to that greeting with far better greeting than what you have heard or what you have received, subhanAllah. Or at least respond in an equal manner. So this is an ayah again where the word ihsan or the derivative of ihsan is mentioned. Even when it comes to da'wah, and we'll end with this inshallah, even when it comes to da'wah, inviting people to Islam, conveying the message of Allah and the work of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al hasana. Allahu Akbar, hasana. So invite people to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching. Beautiful preaching is a very loose translation, but the Arabic says what? Al maw'izah al hasana. You have to convey the message in the most beautiful manner possible. Ihsan, perfection. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us perfection in what we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from becoming lazy in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ihsan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan the starting point for us to perfect our lifestyle as it was intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and throughout the life of His beloved Prophet Muhammad and all other prophets and companions. Jazakumullah khairan, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Please post your comments, post your questions. Inshallah, I'll do my best to create other videos to answer your questions, inshallah ta'ala. And if you could do me a favor by heading to the Aware Academy YouTube channel, just click this like and subscribe to the channel, inshallah, so that we can be able to create more videos of this nature, inshallah ta'ala, to serve the ummah. Jazakumullah khairan once again. Assalamu alaikum. See you tomorrow, inshallah, another live broadcast. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.